You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
He joins us now. Jordan, congratulations on the new role, mate. It may not be home, but back to the Blues.
Morning, guys. Yes, thank you. I go twice a year, Adam. One more than you.
Yeah,
one of those is a game. So you're spot on, mate. Back to Chrissy, and that's about it at the minute. So all going well here, guys. How are you?
We're well. We're excited because deadline day always fires up a couple of things as well as we head towards the end of the trade period. But it's an exciting place to be at Carlton as well. You've spent a lot of your playing career there. How excited are you to get back there and be a part of this team, in particular the club that really went to that whole new level in the second half of this year?
Yeah, they did. It's obviously been a challenging couple of years for North and being a part of that, but the learnings from those challenges will hold me in good stead later down the track for my coaching. But yeah, certainly really keen to get across. As you guys have mentioned, it is home from a football sense. They've done some fantastic things in the last sort of year and a half with the guys that they've got on board with Voss and Ash Hansen and Hamill and Clark and these sort of guys from a coaching point of view. And I'm just keen to slot in and play a role and bring some energy and excitement and look forward to a few wins.
Have you coached forwards before, Jordy? I was just having a look at your illustrious career on AFL tables. I noticed you kicked 18 goals.
I don't even think it was that many. You probably put a bit of mayo on it.
Have you done the forwards at the Dogs or North in the past?
No, good. I haven't. I've done mids. I've done defenders. Played a little bit up forward for Carlton a long time ago. I think kicked 4 goals, 15 or something in a year. So I've got to go to work with Ash as well around my goal kicking. So, no, I haven't, but I'm really looking forward to growing my portfolio in that space and working with some different characters. Mids are different, backs are different, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the forward group has to offer.
Just before we do dive into Carlton and where they're at and how you're going to fix Harry Mackay's goal-kicking woes, North Melbourne, where do you see where they're at? They've obviously got... they've pretty much got the whole first round covered in terms of drafts this year. But how did you find your time there and the development with Alistair Clarkson coming in this year? It was obviously a tumultuous year for him as a coach, but how was your year at North?
Yeah, it's really interesting. From an external point of view, obviously the ladder doesn't look great and the coaches come in and out. And when Rapp stepped in, he did a fantastic job around just cultivating a culture that you came to work every day and you wanted to be there, albeit all the struggles that we were having sort of on the field. But the environment was still a place where there were smiles, there were people who were working hard to try and get better. So I think with their draft hand, they're obviously going to get a hell of a lot of young talent into the group. They took Fisher and another couple of guys in those trades. So, I mean, there's only one way to go and that's up. Hopefully they can have some stability with Barco and some new coaches going in with some fresh ideas. So, look, I think they'll bounce. When that is obviously up to them. But, I'm pretty keen to see what Carlton's all about and jump on that train.
Jordan, I'm interested on the process of when you interview and have a chat to Carlton before you get offered the role and end up there. Do you have the conversation about being the forwards coach or do you have the conversation about joining the club and then once you join the club, you are then the forwards coach? Which way does it go around there?
Yeah, I think, well, for me and my experiences so far when I've sort of changed clubs, going from Bulldogs to North and North to Carlton, it's all been around the role. So I knew having that conversation that it was going to be the forwards. And then the one when I went from Bulldogs to North was I knew it was going to be around the midfield. So I guess it depends on the coach that they're trying to get across on what that role is. But, yeah, I knew exactly what the role was going to look like. And that's why it was so enticing and why I wanted to get on board.
Well, it's a little bit easier when you have Charlie Curnow there, of course, the Coleman back-to-back Coleman medalist, and then Harry Mackay, who's got a Coleman himself, although a couple of little issues, as Adam alluded to. But I assume it's a lot more exciting when you get offered a forward role and it's actually working with these type of players.
Oh, that's the most exciting part. There's two huge pieces of the puzzle that are there and have proven that they're extremely good players in the competition. And then you look at the development of some of their younger forwards or their smaller forwards and what they're able to do with pressure and hitting the scoreboard as well. Like, it's not just a reliance on one or two guys. It's six, seven blokes who can apply pressure and create contests and ultimately try and hit the scoreboard as often as possible. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I know that having worked with Ash Hansen before. I know the sort of person he is and the coach that he is. So I'm looking forward to speaking with him a fair bit over the next few weeks and figure out how he's got them going and how we can keep improving and challenging these guys to get better.
How have you had anything to do from a work perspective with Michael Voss previously?
No, never. Mm. No. Yeah, I've had one conversation with him and it was enough to want to get me across there pretty quickly. So it was really calm and I felt really comfortable with him and Brad Lloyd as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he operates.
What about your own coaching aspirations, Geordie? How high do you want to go? I'm assuming you're not silly enough to want to be a senior coach, but how far do you want to take your coaching?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I said when I first lobbed up at the Dogs with you, mate, that I never wanted to be an assistant and I love development. And very quickly that changed. So as I sit here now, I don't have a burning ambition to coach at senior level. I'd love to do it at some point at some level, but right now I'm really happy being an assistant, playing my role and not being the front man of the show.
So you've been involved now at AFL level in that sort of assistant slash development role for a few years. How has the coaching landscape changed in terms of like the senior coach and the way that messaging is received and given from players and also from back in our day when we just used to get screamed at by coaches to actually sort of nurturing that side of players now?
Yeah, it's done a full 180 from when we started, mate, as you said. I think the importance of the relationships is so high now. Obviously, with COVID coming along a few years ago, the salary cap, the soft cap getting slashed, the development space and the one-to-one coaching took a massive hit because of how many coaches got pushed out of the system. And I was one of them. I honestly thought I'd never get back in. But it's really important to know your players, to be in tune with how they're feeling. You should be able to see them walk in the club and go, okay, he's in a great mood, or shit, there's something going on there that we need to just pull aside. So I think that element of it is so crucial these days, is knowing how to make them tick. And I think that's the best way to motivate them to play great footy and to get their best out of them. I still think there's a time and a place for a little rocket every now and again when needed, but that's the art of coaching.
Speaking of development, Jordan, we're going to go back a couple of decades now, but how much do you think of your success in football as a player and an assistant coach and the great job you did as a VFL player, the Footscray fans absolutely remember those premierships and all the rest of it, but how much can you pinpoint on your captain that you had as an underage player in the SANFL back, I think it was a premiership back in the early 2000s. The captain led by example, I assume?
Oh, I can go two ways with this. I remember going to a house party with him when he was a captain, when he had me under his wing, and then I can remember him leading from the front in on the field. But yeah, they're amazing memories. That feels like an absolute lifetime ago. But how this football industry is so great is that we're here today having a conversation. I never thought he'd be a commentator or a special comments man, and I didn't think I'd be a coach. So it's a really fond memory.
Oh, actually, off the text, because he's starting to push his credentials to be the next CEO, and off the text, someone just asked,
gathering momentum.
Did Adam finish year 12? Which we all know, as soon as he got the tap on the shoulder from the Dogs, he just never went back to school. So I assume he would have been around that time as well.
I thought it was at a different school, but no comment.
Hey, Geordie, congratulations, mate. It's a great time at the Navy Blues, and they're continually exciting. The fans are up and about, and so well they should be after that wonderful end to the year. So good luck into the new role, mate, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.